Good morning and welcome to the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach.
We are the co-owners of Club Inhale Exhale, a private fitness and nutritional design studio headquartered at 530 Boston Road in Billerica. The Green Chocolate Bar was developed to educate you on all things truth with your fitness and nutrition. We are pioneering this industry by challenging old school methods of thought and are changing your belief, helping you make real lifestyle changes. If you want to be part of today's show, give us a call, 978-454-4980. Again, that number is 978-454-4980. Make sure to like our Facebook page over at facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale. Don't worry if you miss any parts of today's show. You can download us on iTunes by searching for Green Chocolate Bar or Club Inhale Exhale. And you can also listen to all of our radio shows, past and coming up present after today, on clubinhaleexhale.com by going over to the news section under podcast over to the right-hand side. Good morning, Coach Kelly. How are you?
I want to mess with the wiggle the back a little.
Wiggle it just a little bit.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, here I be.
Hi, you're on.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm on. I'm tired today.
Yeah, we're exhausted.
Yeah, we have
we're going to have a problem with that microphone, aren't we?
We're going to have a problem.
If you want to move to the end.
Should I move? Okay,
yeah.
I'll move. Anyway.
Right, we'll get you over there.
But, yeah, you ask how I am. I'm great, but boy, am I tired from that trip out to California.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
We flew. My arms are tired.
Yeah.
Hardy har har. You know har, I have har. To put in a corny joke.
I know.
So, yeah, but I'm great. I'm happy that the sun is out today.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Leslie was asking what the weather was like, because she was, of course, I thought, silly
definitely
me.
Definitely not what it's like here.
Well, she was asking on her way out today, because when she gets here, it's dark out. So I said, oh, of course.
Right.
She's like, well, how's the weather?
Yeah.
I'm like, really? I'm like, why is she asking me
class.
That? But that would make sense. She's like, do I need to put my scarf, my
right?
hat,
it's
my
four,
mittens
four
on?
4 hours later.
Yeah. So totally true. And I thought, I'm like, yeah, right. I'm like, so it's nice to see the sun. The wind is a little chilly, and it ain't no California. But I feel like even the 5 or 6 days we were gone, the week made the difference.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it did.
Totally.
Yeah. So I'm going to let you talk about what we're going to do today, because
absolutely.
I'm going to switch my microphone and try not to be too noisy in the background.
Absolutely.
Screw it. You know I'll be noisy. I'm going to be thumping everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Just go ahead. Go ahead.
I'll be back.
Fine. Let's get this done. So I know what we're going to go over is we're going to talk a little bit about our trip out there, you know, and kind of let people know what we were doing out there, because it was very business related. Yeah, look, the sun was awesome. It was shining. It was fantastic, but it was business, you know? So we had a lot of fun. I can't hear a word you're saying. Don't worry. Keep doing your thing. No, not. Oh,
that's
hang on.
Number
Let's bring
three.
Her up. Yeah, I brought her up, but I can't hear her yet.
Well, hit the green again.
Hit the green. Oh, yeah, that might help. Go
Can
ahead.
You hear me now?
Oh,
see, look at that. It's magic.
You know, small little tiny technical problems, but that's all right. Because we get through it. I know we're going to talk about Melissa coming on board, right,
oh,
for massages.
Yeah. I have really great information about massages that are coming to the club.
It's going to be pretty awesome.
What is it, $1 a minute for a massage?
I mean,
so
seriously,
I'm
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up all the information on that, because I don't have it quite glued into my head yet.
Totally fine.
It's new. We were trying to take care of it, you know, while we were in California, and emails and time change
back and forth and all that stuff,
You know, being at that conference, I mean, what did we work till almost 9 o'clock on Saturday night?
Oh, my God.
So it was so
good. It was
so
like a 12-hour day that
I feel bad, because poor Melissa must be like, are they really sure they want to work with me? Because just, I mean, it's amazing how the 3-hour time difference can really screw up communication sometimes.
Totally does.
You know?
Totally
anyway,
does. Yeah.
So I'm gonna look up that information and make sure I pass it on to everybody. And we still have to put more information into our system for it. But
yeah,
we'll
totally
get to
fine.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. We're going to be getting to a couple of... Well, definitely one of the articles, maybe the second one, on the 7 most effective fat loss hacks. And I know we call them hacks, but, you know.
Because we're all a bunch of hackers.
It's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. Shout out
and,
to my girlfriend, Marie.
Yeah. If we got time, we'll get to 9 food swaps that slash 100-plus calories.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So if you think that's a good one, maybe we'll just go through that one first.
Well, it doesn't matter. Well, 7 and 9, and seven people and should nine. Grab a pen and paper
yeah,
and write
start
this down.
Taking notes. Seriously, because it's going to help you out.
We can do either one you want first, Coach Michael.
Sure.
But you know how I was saying to you, what's up with my Dropbox and it's doing all kinds of crazy stuff? Well, the Word documents that you said you put into Dropbox for
yeah.
me today,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
not in. They're not in here.
Oh, no?
No. So I could make up 9 food swaps at / 100 calories, and I could probably do it pretty easy.
Well.
But I would love to get the information that you would like direct me to direct to the live audience out there in the Lowell land.
I'll so, tell you what. I'm going to I'll work on that.
Okay.
Why don't you talk a little bit about Melissa?
Okay. Well, I still have to pull up all of her info. But anyway, I'll give the
really
background.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So coming up at Club Inhale Exhale, 530 Boston Road, right down the street from here in Billerica, mm-hmm. We have demos happening for therapy massages. And this is being put on by Melissa, and she contacted us a while back, and we've been looking for someone to focus on massage therapy for us, for a long time, for almost 2 years. We hadn't quite come across the right person, so sure enough, Miss Jill, our Pilates coach, said, "Hey, I know this woman that does massage. Are you interested in chatting with her?" Sure enough, we chatted. She actually showed up on awards night on
sure.
a whim, and she fell in love with us right away. I mean,
yeah.
how can you not?
Yeah.
We're so damn cute.
Yeah.
right? But it was what? Go ahead.
Just update your Dropbox.
Just update
Sync
my
it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What but go ahead.
Sync it. What the heck does that
oh,
mean?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
yeah,
That's
I forgot that you're not technically.
I am. I just, if I don't take the time to focus on it, you know me. I like
I
bright,
do.
Shiny things,
I
and
know.
I ride bikes.
I know.
And I, live
I know.
Blah, blah, blah.
So you were
so
saying.
So anyway, so she fell in love with us, and it was mostly, thank gosh, for Mark and Stephanie and Tracy for their testimonials that they did that night for us just to say a few words. And Melissa was really, you know, she thought it was very powerful. And I know she's looking to do some more in-depth things with her massage. So we thought we would give her a chance to come on into the club,
mm-hmm.
do some demos for what she knows and what she where she wants to see her business go. And
mm-hmm.
So it's going to be massages at the club for $1 a minute. And it's just a demo. It's just to try her out, just to see if you love her, which, of course, you're going to love it. Who doesn't love a massage for $1 a minute?
Right.
And we're doing it for 5-minute increments or 15-minute increments. And then we have them coming up. There are 3 days. And
yep.
like I said, I'm going to pull them all up so I don't have to try to pull it out of my brain, which is everywhere because of this jet lag today.
Right.
Are you feeling
horrible.
Jet lagged a little bit?
I didn't think it was going to be that bad, but I'll tell you right now, and I think it's got everything.
Like, da, 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 da.
I was driving down the highway this morning, and I literally was going to fall asleep at the wheel. I'm
yeah.
like, this is so dangerous right now.
Yeah.
And I felt like I took a 3-hour nap when I got home yesterday morning. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah,
yeah.
As soon as I walked into the house, I took a 3-hour nap and woke up to my child banging on the door.
Yeah.
You know, to get in the house because I'd locked
oh.
the front door.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
poor
like,
Connor.
Oh, my God. He comes running in and jumps on top of me because he hasn't seen me in like 5 to 6 days, you know?
Yeah.
And, but I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, totally out of it. And I thought I got enough sleep last night, but I guess, yeah, that whole jet lag thing does a number on your body. And yeah, the whole flying into Newark and then from Newark to Boston with that short
yeah.
flight, up, down, up, down.
Yeah. It makes your body go crazy, doesn't
it?
It
makes your body just go nuts.
Yeah. Well,
so I got to hand it to the people who fly on a consistent basis. I know it's
yeah.
like anything, you get used to it, but
it's true.
I don't
it's
know how
true.
Used your body can get used to that. You know?
You know what I thought was funny was you said to me, wait a minute, do you go through this every time you... Oh, that's my phone. Do you go through this every time you travel? And I thought to myself, well, yeah, because you have to get in the plane and
right?
you got to go up in order
well,
to
come
down. Well,
last time I was
down.
On a plane was 15 years ago and to California, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's airplane funny. Mode might help that.
I'm sorry. I'm having a terrible
Chris,
day.
Wow, huh? Seriously. Bring
Chris,
her back from California
Chris,
and look at all the
anywhere.
Stuff that we got going on.
It's the jet lag. I understand.
It's horrible.
Are
you good over
it.
There?
I
yeah?
did it.
You good?
I did it. I'm
wow.
good.
We apologize to everybody for listening.
No, we don't. Wait, you know what? It's because we're so authentic. We just have to let people know that we're, you know, this is us today.
Look, it is what it is.
It's just,
you know,
everybody's going to have a day with us for at least the next hour, and we're
yeah.
going to have fun with it.
It's all good.
Because we get to poke the bear and
yeah.
have fun with it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So let's finish up on Melissa. What's
I'm working on it.
Perfect.
All right. But I do want to talk about California. So keep going. Keep going.
That's, so we're just talking about the flight and stuff like that.
Right. And what did we do out there? We gotta get into what we did.
So we went out for what's called the Fitness Business Summit. And it is literally just amazing. We had, over 700 people, 750 people within our industry. All fitness pros, coaches, trainers, that just... Awesome. Some amazing, inspiring stories.
Yeah. Well, people that have put into their strategies into place, because that's right. why we went, really.
Correct.
I mean, we have so much going on at the club.
We do.
That it's kind of, when you're in it, you kind of get lost in like just trying to take care of everything instead of trying to take care of the future you're kind of working on now,
right.
you know? So for me, I thought it was great to, again, be with 700 fitness professionals all in one room with Bedros and strategizing and going, oh, right,
mm-hmm.
right? So now it's great because I think, because A, we were in California.
Yes.
And the day we were off, we got to drive a Mercedes around, which was great.
Right.
but it was really powerful to know and kind of relive in your mind that, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're fabulous.
Yeah.
And we have fabulous stuff coming.
It's
and
pretty awesome.
Think about what we've done. We've only sent out two emails for a little beta test group that we have going on.
Yeah.
And we've already gotten a dozen replies.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So anyway, so do we have to break right now?
You know what? We'll take a quick one.
Okay.
We'll come back.
Right.
I know you're going to find some more information on Melissa and all the details so that people have dates, times, everything. And then we'll come back while we do that. And we'll talk about the 7 most effective fat loss hacks. So stay tuned for the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale.
Girls just want sex and money.
Good morning and welcome back to the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And we're back and we're talking about...
Massage with Melissa.
That's right.
Coming to the club.
That's right.
Near you.
So
in
what's
that?
Whoa, hey.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
Do you want me to talk like that for the rest of the hour?
No.
I can do it if you want.
Please take a nap today at some point.
Oh, I'm so taking a nap today. You have no idea.
Oh my God.
I'm going to be out like a light later. Can't even wait. So yeah, Massage with Melissa coming to the club. It's $1 a minute demos, right?
Okay.
Set up for 5 minutes at a time or 15 minutes at a time. You pick. So it's in the system. We're going to have to sort of get all that. But if people go to our website or they want to give us a call to get in on it, that's fine. Give us a holler and just send us an email.
Yeah.
Or give us a call at 888-707-1102.
Yeah.
And it's Thursday, April 2nd. Which is tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Correct.
Thursday, April 2nd from 9 to 11:30 a.m. And then Monday, April 6th from 5 to 8 p.m., which is great.
Okay.
And then Sunday, April 12th from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
Awesome.
So people are probably wondering, the 2nd, the 6th, and the 12th? Why the 12th?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's because it's a Sunday and the 5th is Easter.
Correct.
Right. So she just wanted to. Did I get that right? Yeah. The 5th
yes.
is Easter.
Yes, it is.
So she's going to push it out by a week. And then that way, anybody who didn't get to take advantage of it this week can take advantage of it next Sunday. So
pretty
it's
awesome.
Again, it's the 2nd, the 6th, and the 12th.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of information online that we're going to put out on Facebook. So like the Facebook page.
Sure.
And hopefully Melissa actually calls in because that was me doing all the crackling on the radio. That was me sending her a text saying, hey, call in.
Like, technology
do your own promo. Hey, I'm working on the technology thing. I'm cute and I have to be on, you know, no way. I get one thing at a time.
Oh, yeah? That's it?
One thing at a time.
Do one.
I got one hand at a time. I can only do one thing at
do
a time.
Do one.
Do one.
Do one.
Do one.
Stick with one.
At least do one, right?
Right?
Is that what you're saying
yes.
to me? Got it. Oh, dear. So anyway, so hopefully we do hear from Melissa because I sent her that text. And I'd love her to, you know.
If people got questions or want more details on us, give us a call. And actually, if you want to call the radio station, 978-454-4980. Ask us any questions that you might have on literally anything because that's what it is. We're sitting at a bar and we're chatting.
Yeah. So what's next?
So, well, do you want to go through the 7 most effective fat loss hacks?
Yes, please.
Or do you want to go through the 9 food swaps that slash 100 calories plus?
No, I think the food hacks might be a little bit better.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
Right.
All right. So, fat loss hack 1. Now, first of all, people are like, what is a fat loss food hack?
Okay, so
well,
tell
them. Well, they're foods that can help you shed body fat.
Okay.
You know?
What's the first one?
The first one is cauliflower. Cauliflower rice.
Cauliflower rice.
Yeah.
Do tell.
So this basically states how
you
can
go
ahead.
We just got a thumbs up from Chris.
Really?
Yeah, that's good.
I've done this a few times. And,
have you?
I think it's delicious. And you'd never realize it's cauliflower.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many other things that cauliflower just really goes well in.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, cauliflower, one of my most favorite. Oh, like, I love it above broccoli.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Totally. I could sit there and eat cauliflower all day long.
I have a question, though. Like, what is cauliflower? You know what I mean? Like, what?
It's a flower that's cauliflower.
Michael,
it's
no,
not
no,
a good
no,
response. No,
no, no, no, no. You better make sure you take a nap later.
I'm going to try.
Oof,
I got a 9-year-old.
That was tough.
Gets out of school at 2.
So go ahead. Cauliflower rice. Sorry.
Yeah. Serve shredded sauteed cauliflower as rice rather than traditional brown rice or white rice. The simple hack will save you hundreds of calories per meal and will leave you no less satisfied. You can even add your favorite spices, flavor additions, as you do with traditional rice.
Yeah.
So just...
It's amazing, isn't it?
Really just switch out the rice for cauliflower and just shred it up and you're golden.
Yeah.
And rice obviously is higher in calories than cauliflower is.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Obviously.
Yeah.
It's not
obviously.
A vegetable.
It's not a vegetable.
So... I still have it in my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Linda sent a cauliflower pizza crust.
I saw that
recipe.
Yeah.
And one day we were talking about it on Friday after Tabata, whatever, da, 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 and she started talking about sort of food swaps or whatever and things she had done. And she made cauliflower pizza. So the crust was mm-hmm. made from cauliflower. And I thought, wow, that's pretty good because you can make it really thin.
Right.
I don't know about you, Coach Michael, but I love a thin crust on my pizza.
So do I.
Yeah.
So do
I. Yeah, that thick crust. Oof.
That just,
it's
no.
too much for me.
Too much. I have a bite of it, and all of a sudden, my stomach just like blows right up.
Yeah, well.
That's a whole different story.
The reason why I like the thin crust, well, I like it because it's crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, I want more cheese. I don't know about you, but I want more cheese. Don't give me crust. I want the cheese, man.
Unfortunately, I got to be cautious on what types of cheeses I have.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I'm learning the same thing. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when I'm having it, guess what? I'm in.
That's it.
I'm
all in.
Yeah. I'm just going to do it, and I'm going to do it well. Just like I did my ice cream last week.
So this is pretty cool. As I go through this stuff, it's really like learning how to swap out these particular items for certain things that people are normally used to putting into their meals.
That's right.
You know, their dinners, their breakfasts, their lunches, whatever it may be.
Can we talk about that word for a minute, though?
What word?
Breakfasts. It's not breakfasts.
Oh, like it ain't fishes either? How about we move on?
It ain't breakfasts. I'm just telling you so that you don't sound silly. It's breakfasts, like with the little ts.
I texted it, too. All right.
It's breakfast.
I'm going to ask it.
Yeah. Right? I'm just letting you know because I don't want someone to send you a nasty letter that...
I'll send one back.
Breakfasts.
Go ahead and send me a nasty email. Michael at clubandhillexhale.com. I'll reply.
What's number two? I'm just letting you know. Just letting you know.
Vegetable noodles.
Vegetable.
So basically just
on
to say, just, you know, instead of the noodles that are made from whole grains, switch them out. Get rid of them. Take zucchini.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take squash.
And it's so good.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It totally is. Spaghetti squash.
I was just going to say, well, they could do spaghetti squash.
Right? So... taking it and just using like a spiral slicer to rip it up, turn them into noodles.
Now, there's a machine that does that, right? Can't you like?
I believe so. Yeah,
you
they
put
have
it on
something
like
now.
A poke, and then you
spiral it around. You turn it around.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool.
I wonder how much that thing costs. I'd like to get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do some research.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. Okay. You get on that.
I love that you make fun of me all the time.
Well. Don't get too used to it because I could totally make fun of you all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
See? Go. Number three.
Exactly.
Go.
Lettuce wrapped.
Lettuce wrapped. Oh, yeah.
So what are they switching out with lettuce? What would you switch out?
Taco shells.
Okay. Well, no, I mean like...
tortilla shells.
Sure. Bread.
Or like a wheat wrap.
Like a wheat wrap. Yeah. Take the wheat wrap out. Take the bread out.
Sure.
And you wrap it with lettuce.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Right?
It's actually kind of fun.
It actually
really
is.
I love to eat with my hands.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
That's
fork, knife.
Kind of how we all started.
Who needs it? right? If I can eat food with my hands, I'm so much happier.
I don't know who invented the fork. What about the spork?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I love those things. When was the last time you ate with a spork, though?
Grade school. Yeah. You remember those?
And they're all, and I think they're so funny, too, because they're, like, dulled on the ends.
They totally are.
So you can't, like, poke your eye out or
not
anything.
Not like a shank. I'm going to stab you in the neck with my spork.
With a spork. Anyway. Oh my God. I digress.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead.
Let's see here. Protein powder.
What do you mean? Replace protein powder?
No, what? Actually put in protein powder.
Okay.
It can be used in many recipes. And this is kind of saying to like reduce the number of carbs, but that's not what we do, you know?
Yeah, but what would you use it for? Like, I don't understand.
A lot of times they do like protein pancakes.
Yeah. Oh, remember those pancakes?
Increase the percentage of protein to carb ratio when you're doing pancakes and stuff like that. So that's really what it's for.
Oh, I see.
You can put protein powder in, you know, shakes made with yogurt, fruits, things like that.
Yeah.
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 It's pretty cool stuff.
Can we talk about those pancakes we had in California?
Oh, amazing.
They were
Chris,
so good.
These pancakes, man, you would have been like just beside yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They were vanilla cake batter.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no joke. And they were made gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to look it up. I do remember the name of the pancakes. You can order it online. You can order cases or bags and stuff like that online.
And did you say there was protein powder in the pancakes?
These were higher in protein.
Okay.
Yeah.
But let me tell you.
And they're like
they made... still tasted like a pancake.
Oh my God, they were so good.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
I'm actually looking it up right now.
I think that's something that we'll end up having in the on a bar at the club.
You know, I never even thought, though, in general, to try to put a little protein powder into the pancakes. I'm wondering, that would work just the same.
Oh, huh? I've totally done it.
That's amazing. Yeah,
totally.
It's really good.
Yep.
Totally done it. Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think we should get that at the Honor Bar.
We totally should.
Retail center.
Not to mention all the different flavors that protein comes in if you get like a good pack.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can make it fun.
So listen to this. They have chocolate chip protein pancake. And waffle mix.
Yeah.
They have cinnamon swirl.
Ooh.
And vanilla cake batter.
Oh, my God, the cake batter.
Now,
oh,
we tried
delicious.
The vanilla cake batter.
Oh, it was so good.
It was like eating a piece of candy. It really was.
It was so damn good.
Yeah. Wow. But it was so good for you.
Yes. And you know what I loved, too, is, you know me and pancakes. I just, for some reason, I don't know where it came from, but I just yell out the word pancakes in the middle of any exercise workout at the club. I'm pancakes. I don't know. Just, but I love the... T-shirts that they were wearing, and it said, "I got my abs by eating pancakes." So true,
right?
Right? Oh my God, that was so true because we know abs are made in the kitchen.
Yes, they are.
At the gym.
Yeah.
And
these are ABS protein pancakes.
Yeah,
that's what they are. Abs protein pancakes.
Yeah. So anyway. Yeah. So pancakes. Yum.
Pretty cool.
Oh, I love food.
Number five is coconut oil.
Coconut oil can be used for so many things. It's crazy.
Replacing the vegetable oil. In your kitchen with coconut oil.
Yeah.
And it can be used for a ton of things. What would you use it for?
I would use it for cooking, but you can also use it for sun. You can use it in your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Paleo, I believe they put it in their coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You could just use it as I'll use the word supplement for lack of a better term right now, but you can just use it as a supplement for your fat intake.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just literally eat it right off the spoon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I have.
You know, that's something I've never done. Not with coconut oil. I've never...
It's definitely not like scraping a coconut, like an actual coconut.
Sure.
There's definitely a little bit of a different taste to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to give that a try, kinda.
I did. Totally did.
Well, yeah. So, but is it like a hint of coconut, or how does that work?
There's definitely coconut in there, but it's definitely a little bit more of an oily texture
Is it kind of like coconut water, the flavor? You know, coconut water sort of like...
A little bit.
Like
a little bit,
funny?
But not like that. Yeah.
Got it.
Not like that. It's definitely got a
little... If I made a different noise, would it sound like a different noise?
No.
Yeah. No.
Oh, my God. I can't even right now. I don't have nothing to come back with because I'm just spent.
One for Coach Kelly, zero for Coach Michael.
Bye-bye.
All right, go. What's the next one?
All right. Wholesome sweeteners.
Okay. So do you mean like stevia?
So throw out the refined sugar, and replace it with any of these, coconut sugar, raw honey, pure maple syrup, pitted dates. So those are natural sweeteners.
Pitted dates, huh?
Pitted dates.
That's
I would have never thought of. You know?
That's very interesting. Now, do they give an example of why you could use pitted dates?
No, but what they say the benefit is of it is basically you'll be taking in fewer calories, and there'll be less of an impact on your blood sugar level, obviously,
yeah,
which results in less fat stored.
Oh,
because we know for a fact that you know, you increase your blood sugar level, and guess what happens? Your fat storage goes right through the roof. You know, the conversion right there. Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
You want to know the science behind it? There it is.
Bang, pow.
Yeah.
There you
keep
go.
Your, keep it to natural sugars. Take out the crap. Take out the refined stuff. I don't know what you're doing over there.
I'll tell you
I've
later.
I've decided to ignore.
Just look the other way, Coach Michael. Come on, give me the next one.
The next one is so simple, but you're going to be like, yeah, well, whatever. So I'm going to ask you for your replacement on this. It says water.
Decaf tea.
There you go.
Did I get it right?
Well, no.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes, yes. Right? Because it says replace high-calorie beverages with crystal clear water. But I know you've always said, well, that water's so boring.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I got to put stuff in my water. I got to put, like, lemon or lime. Or sometimes I get those squeezy little squeezy Dasani little squeezy things.
Sure,
those
sure.
last me forever, though. Because I'm not a super sweet type of person. I don't know. Like, it's just few and far between that I like that stuff. What else? Decaf tea. Anybody that knows me knows that I have, like, stockpiles of tea now.
Uh-huh.
And I just make it all for the week and let it go.
There you go.
There's my water.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you use some of that pure lemon stuff?
Oh, the True Lemon.
The True Lemon. There you go.
Of course I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't somebody saying recently to us that they tried that and they hated it or something?
They hated it, yeah.
That doesn't make
like,
any sense.
Really? Because I'm like, it is lemon. Like, I've had it. And it's just, it's
lemon.
True Lemon.
Yeah. I thought that was very interesting. Huh. I didn't understand, and I didn't even want to ask because
no.
it was sort of one of those things where you're like, well, that doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, like if you like lemon and just like, you know, putting lemon in there, then... should be fine.
Are we talking about lemon, though? All right, let's beat the lemon to death. Let's beat it, beat it, beat it.
Where's
no,
the
all right.
lemon?
Go ahead. We're lemon heads
that
today.
That was number 7.
Oh, so that's all 7?
Yeah.
All right, go
so
down
them
one more time real quick.
All right, so...
I'm sorry, what were you going to ask me? I'm interrupting you today.
Knock it off.
I'm a pain in the ass today, aren't
my
I?
My God.
All right, give me.
All right, so we started off at the top, cauliflower rice, right?
Yep.
So substitute this one for, you know, brown rice or rices in general. Use cauliflower and shred it up. And it acts like a rice.
You said rices.
Knock it off. Vegetable noodles, number 2.
That's
Again,
a good one, yeah.
Yeah, taking out actual regular noodles and shredding up your squashes, your zucchinis, right? Everything's going to have an S.
Is it zucchinis or zucchini?
Yeah, zucchini. You know? Number 3 is wrap things in lettuce instead of using bread. Wheat wraps or wraps in general.
Yeah.
You know, get those.
Boston bib lettuce is the best for that, by the way.
There you go.
Mm,
it's good
yummy.
Stuff. Protein powder. We suggested putting that in your pancakes in the morning, just kind of increasing the ratio of protein to carbs. Swear, if people had a video camera in here and they could see what
I'm
you're
sorry.
Doing, you
I
are
know.
Just out of your mind right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry.
And putting that in, you know, your vegetable shakes, just increasing the protein ratio. Because I think a lot of people will like do a ton of veggies and all of a sudden forget, well, we need protein too.
That's why there's that whole thing about, well, I had a salad for lunch.
Right.
And then what?
Exactly. Yeah.
No wonder why you're hungry.
Yeah.
Eat food.
Coconut oil is number 5. So replacing your vegetable oil in the kitchen with coconut oil. It's got a ton of benefits for it. Yeah. You can use it in any recipe. And it's great for both stovetop and baking. Number 6 is wholesome sweeteners. So take out the refined sugar stuff. Get rid of it, right? Because that's going to make your blood sugar level spike through the roof, which increases your fat loss, which increases your fat storage. And you don't want that.
Right.
So use some natural things such as coconut sugar, raw honey, pure maple syrup, or even pitted dates. I'm going to have to try the pitted dates thing. Totally.
Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah. Then let's see here. Number 7 is just water. You know, and by your suggestion, water's boring. So try some decaf tea, and you can drink that all day long.
Yeah, that's good.
It's got great antioxidants in it, vitamins, minerals, It's just fantastic. Helps to clean you out and make you feel really good.
Yeah, flavonoids and all that good stuff. Yeah. So there was a good, there's a great tea that I found from Bigelow, and it's lemon ginger, and it comes with probiotics for healthy digestion. I love it. I'm actually kind of addicted to it.
It's pretty good.
It's so good.
It is pretty good. Yeah, so I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back with 9 food swaps that slash 100 plus calories. So stay tuned for the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. Good morning and welcome back to Green Chocolate Vibe by Club Inhale Exhale. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And we don't know what we're doing today. Have no idea. No clue.
We're
right?
just jet lagged. We're just spent in a really great way, though.
Yeah.
That was such a great trip.
Such a great trip. Good stuff.
Yeah. What was the name of that beach we went to, by the way? Newport Beach?
Newport Beach. Huntington and Newport. Yeah. I think we were at Newport, and I think up the road was Huntington. Huntington was north.
What do you mean up the road? What do you mean? I don't understand.
We were in Newport.
Yes.
When I say up the road, I'm talking about north. Going north would have been Huntington Beach.
Oh, but we didn't go there.
No.
Okay.
It's all good. You're fine.
We went to another beach.
It's all good.
I'm like, what are you feeding me?
Nothing. Lose it.
Yeah, I know. No, that was great. And so I want to talk about the car that we rented for. We are so goofy because we thought, oh, it'd be great to get a car. We can kind of putz around for the last day that we're there, the last few hours, whatever. Mm-hmm. So we had about 6 free hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we go, and I thought, oh, we can just go get, you know, the car. And I start looking up some prices through Hertz and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, okay, $25 a day. No problem. We can do this, right?
Yeah,
So we decided, all right, we're just going to go. We're going to, you know, screw it. I'm not going to do it online. I can just go. We can just go to the airport, throw our luggage in the car and just take off in the car for the 6 hours.
Sure.
So we get there and the woman behind, did we end up with Hertz? Yeah,
we did. Yeah.
So the woman behind the Hertz counter, she's like, well, you know, what kind of car do you want? And so Michael says to me, well, Kel, which kind of car do you want? So I said, midsize convertible. And I'm thinking they're going to give me like a little
Stang,
know,
like a Mustang.
Little,
you know, that's what
Mustang,
I thought we were going to get.
You know, like
you know?
A little four-cylinder with nothing crazy to it, right? So she says, well, we don't have any of those, but we do have an E-Class 350 Mercedes convertible. I'm like, sold. We'll take that one. Mike looks at me like, of course we're going to take the Mercedes.
Yeah.
And it definitely was not $25 for the 6 hours.
No, that's all I'm going to leave it at.
However,
that's it. Done.
I'd have to do a lot of math in my head right now, which I'm not capable of. But
don't
it was
even
a
bother.
Lot more than that.
Yeah, it was a little
but
bit more.
Totally worth it.
Yeah.
Because that was really fun.
Yeah, that was a blast.
It was
a good time.
Great
and
six
just
hours.
To be in a convertible like out there in California and just pretty awesome.
It was definitely a splurge.
Yeah.
But it was worth it because we worked hard all weekend.
Oh my God.
It was playtime.
Endless hours.
Yeah, it was playtime for us. Anyway.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So I know you want to get on to the next part, but I just had to let everybody know that I was in a Mercedes for like 6 hours.
Right?
And I felt so cool. I'm such a dork and I love it.
All right.
All right. So go ahead. What was it? 9 swaps?
Yeah. Whoa, 9 food swaps that slash 100 plus calories.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, you know what?
Whoa, where did that come from? I think
you
just popped out my eardrum.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do?
So why don't you tell me what a food swap would be? I want to see how quickly your brain can work this morning. What do you think?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I've made it clear that I'm not.
I don't care.
Okay, what do you want from me? What do you want? Come on.
Swap out a food. What would you do if you wanted to swap out a bagel?
For something that's similar?
Similar in nature, but less in calories.
For a bagel, I know.
Almost
did you see
faces,
it?
Man.
Well, I'm thinking. I don't know. I might eat a bagel a year, and then after I eat it, I'm like,
right.
Ugh, why did I eat that? It's just boom.
I actually had a bagel yesterday morning.
Oh yeah, that's right. You did.
Yeah, because I was starving and just off the plane, and
we were just crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I know
I
made the mistake right after I ate the last bite of the bagel.
Yeah, you were like, "Ooh, shouldn't have done that." I would say something like oatmeal.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say that's because it's a carbohydrate and it's sort of in that grainy, bready, type of food. Why? What would you do?
English muffin.
Yeah, I
what
feel
do you
the
think?
Same way about English muffins too, though.
Which is?
that it's kind of like a bagel and an English muffin. I'd rather have oatmeal. Like when I, every time I eat an
There's
English
more
muffin,
substance to it.
Yeah, even when I eat English muffins, I'm like, that so was not even worth it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I yeah. eat maybe five
English muffins
a year.
Just to kind of explain the way a bagel works in terms or from when you eat a bagel to when you eat oatmeal.
Yes.
Obviously, those calories are going to burn differently.
Oh,
those
yeah.
foods burn differently within your body. The bagel's going to run right through your system. It doesn't give your body enough chance to use it as energy.
Yeah.
So those carbohydrates automatically get converted and stored as body fat.
Yeah.
Much quicker as opposed to if you were having oatmeal.
Yeah.
Oatmeal is actually a slower burning carbohydrate and will give your body time to utilize it for energy throughout the day. That's why they always say, have a half a cup or a cup of oatmeal, depending on what your serving size is for morning, for breakfast.
Yeah. Well, we also kind of need to make it clear, too, that there, you know, those types of carbohydrates could help other people. Like athletes,
Correct.
For instance.
Sure.
There are people that design their meal plans, that they say you need to eat a bagel
oh,
because that's the short
That's the
burst.
Short burst, but you'd be
oatmeal
better off.
Oatmeal is the long running.
You'd be better off having a bagel after a workout.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
yeah,
as opposed to a morning or late night snack.
Yes.
Because that's a quick burning food. It's
going
to supply with your body with the replenishment that your body needs right at that moment.
Yeah, that's right.
It gets right in there.
And something else that will help people is when they, it reminds me of my gram. She used to always say, well, eat something that sticks to your ribs, right? And so
I can't imagine doing that anymore.
Oatmeal is sort of one of those stick to your rib type of food where bagel, you eat that and an hour and a half later, you're like, I'm starving, right?
Yeah.
So if people out there are having bagels first thing in the morning, they find themselves starving 2 hours later, and they're like, but I just had breakfast.
And nobody eats until lunch, and then nobody eats until dinner.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's sad. All right, go ahead. Give me the next one. Give me the next one.
From cream to a non-fat milk.
Yeah. Or an almond milk or something like that, or not even like milk, because then the, you know, the lactates out there and stuff like that. Almond milk. Let's see. What are some of the other milks that are out there on the shelf these days? You know what's bad? That I have to actually ask that question, and here's why. I have not purchased milk in...
Oh, get out.
I have milk
every day.
I don't even remember the last time I purchased milk. I'm going to guess and say it was almost a year ago.
Yeah, I have milk every day because it's good for me.
Yes, it's good
for
your body.
It's different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't drink milk anymore. And I used to drink it by the gallon. Like my mother could barely keep it in the house.
Yeah. I go through about a gallon a week.
Yeah. I don't know why. I just was like, nah, I don't want to drink it anymore.
Yeah, that's
fine. Never mind. Eh.
It's all good.
Yeah,
so it's from cream to non-fat milk or an almond milk or just something with a little bit less fat, sugar. Something a little bit more natural.
Yes, be careful of those sugars.
It's the creamers. Like I always see, like you go through walking through the creamer section of the milk area.
Yes.
Right?
Oh yeah.
That produce area
You're
over
pointing.
There.
Yes.
Right. And you always see the flavored creamers.
Oh yeah.
Cappuccino
I used to be addicted to those.
And hazelnut and.
They are.
It's just sugar.
It is just sugar.
It is just
made
with sugar.
But they're so good.
Not good for you.
Not good for you.
That's it.
Okay, give me number three. Ready?
Oh, people, you know what?
What?
They might like this one.
What?
From regular to light beer.
Oh,
Look at Chris's head just pop right up.
It's difficult
to do, though. He heard beer, right? And he was like, I don't know what's going on over here. I'm in this conversation right here.
Well, it's really difficult to go from regular to light beer. And I'll just say, because, you know, you got regular beer. There's all different kinds.
Yes.
And they're all so fantastic in their own way.
Yeah. And this is more so just it's basically saying that to slash your calories by 100 plus more calories per serving. So I understand that. And I also understand where you're coming from. Like, I've had some of these hearty beers. And then all of a sudden you get that nice taste. That nice richness to a beer, and then you all of a sudden have, you know, a PBR.
Right.
It's not going to do it for me, you know?
Yeah. Or what, a Miller Lite, or what's the 64-calorie beer?
What's
they have all the funny commercials.
Oh, that's Ultra.
Michelob Ultra.
That's the Michelob Ultra.
Something like that, yeah.
I can see if you're not that much of a beer connoisseur or whatnot, that, and you're just going to have a beer with your friends, that it's easier to go for the lighter option.
Sure.
Yeah.
But if you're in the world,
I say if you're going to drink a beer, this is just my, if you're going to drink a beer, have a beer.
A bear?
A
or
bear.
A beer.
That's cute. Have a beer.
It's beer. B-E-E-R.
Have a beer.
Yeah. Just say it in your Boston accent. Don't try to force it.
Please.
Have a beer.
When I was at the hotel bar.
Yeah.
The bar.
Yeah.
Right? In California.
Yes.
I was talking to them for a couple people there sitting at the bar.
Yes.
And we were chatting for probably about 5 or 6 minutes or something like that. Something came up and I was like, oh yeah, I'm from Boston. One of them looks over and is like, yeah, no kidding. And all of them just started laughing because they just knew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And like you said, you know, I told you that story and you were like, yeah, well, of course that's going to happen. And I said, well, what about people from other parts of the country? Like they got a southern accent or you can hear the southern drawl.
But you can't tell exactly what town they're from.
So that's the difference is that there's so many southern states that kind of fall within that reach that we're the only ones.
Oh,
with
yeah.
this accent.
Well, I would say, you know, New Yorkers as well. But I think New York is enormous, right? New York's a big state. So people are like, oh, you must be from New York.
Right.
But it's different because, I mean, we live in Boston.
Boston.
And there's no doubt.
There's no doubt.
People don't say, oh, you must be from Massachusetts.
Right.
It's Boston.
And I had a couple cocktails at that point. So if anybody knows me, you know me well. And I've already had a couple cocktails.
Oh, boy.
My accent goes from like...
Oh,
normal
yeah. Zero
to like,
20.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So they knew it right away.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, this dude is from the other side of the country.
Boston.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So what's the next one?
From juice to the real thing.
From juice to fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that this is great because.
So instead of an orange juice, how about get an orange?
Orange. Right. And there's no added sugars in a regular orange, of course.
Correct.
But I forget where I heard this, but somebody had said if you drink, you know, apple juice or orange juice or whatever, juice, cranberry, mm-hmm. whatever, think about how far that piece of fruit, I kind of say in air mm-hmm, quotes, mm-hmm. had to go in order to turn into a juice.
Oh, my
right?
God.
Right?
Yeah.
Think about if it's just an orange juice, right? Mm-hmm, we'll take that as mm-hmm. an example. It has to come from the tree. It has to be picked. It has to get, you know, into the factory. It's going to be peeled. It's going to be squashed. It's going to be
processed.
Sugared, processed, sweetened. And bottled. And, you know, those little cardboard boxes that mm-hmm. they put it in with the little straw that you poke in that squeezes all over you. I've never gotten
in
my life.
To grade school? What are you doing?
Right? But that's also, I'm going back to grade school because that's what people are giving kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they think it's great, which I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
Sure.
I'm just saying, be aware that if you're drinking orange juice, that orange had a, and you don't even know how long it's been in that package.
Yeah, it's so true.
Most times.
So true.
And then if you look on the bottom, it's
just sit there.
It expires by 4/1/2016.
The best used by date is the best.
I want to have that orange juice.
It's the following day after the best used by date. Should I give it a go?
That's so funny.
You know, come on.
It's so true. It's
you look
so
at it,
you're
true. Like, let me just open it and kind of take a scent. I'll take a little sniff.
Yuck. Give me the chills.
Right. We'll go through a couple of more before we head out for the morning because we are wrapping up. Peanuts to edamame.
Peanuts to edamame.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Regular peanuts. I think we have to stress that.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, regular peanuts.
Regular peanuts.
Peanuts. Yeah.
Like roasted peanuts.
Yes.
Because cashews, almonds.
Totally different.
They're very different.
Yeah, totally different.
Yeah, yes, they're in the peanut family, in the nut family, but they're different.
What are you calling me? No.
Peanut.
I am a nut today. Yes, and edamame, I was actually surprised years ago when I was doing all of my sort of fun food research for myself, because I didn't have a me at the time,
mm-hmm.
I looked at the nutrition facts for edamame, and I was surprised. I was like, wow. Yeah. I was like, these are pretty high in calories, and they got some fats in there. And I thought, I would have never thought, because you think it's a bean, and you kind of think it's like a chickpea or whatever. It's totally different.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the next one?
From raisins to grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, raisins are very high.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing as the orange juice.
Yep.
Right? I like raisins. Do I eat them?
Sure.
A couple times a year. They don't really turn me on.
Here and there,
you know?
I do.
But I love grapes.
Right.
And I love my wine. So it's all good. It's all good.
Fermented grapes.
It's all good, right? But if you think about it, it's the same thing as orange juice. Right? Raisins and grapes. You don't know how far that grape has come to be a raisin.
Yeah,
anyway,
absolutely.
What's next?
We'll do one more.
Okay.
From shake to milk.
From shake to milk.
So like a chocolate milkshake.
Oh.
You know?
So just use regular
just
milk?
Just a glass of milk. Glass of chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Because the way they make it, they process it with higher sugar.
There's a higher sugar. What if you make your shake at home?
Maybe we'll have to come back with that next week because that's a lot to talk about.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you everybody for listening. You're here on the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. Contact us at 888-707-1102 for a free consultation. Stay tuned for next week's show. We'll be back same time, same day. Talk to you soon, everybody.
We are Club Inhale Exhale, headquartered in Billerica, Massachusetts.
Can't get to Billerica? Check us out in Danvers and Woburn.
Keep chatting with us at the bar at clubinhaleexhale.com
and facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale.
When you change your mind, you can change your body.